This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Welcome back to Sports Today for Yes Loans. Adam Papalia and Kim Hagdorn with you this evening, broadcasting live from the WA Sports Star Awards at the Perth Convention Centre. And very pleased to introduce our next guest. Been a very big year for him. He averaged 28.8 disposals this season, kicked 17 goals, helped Fremantle along to a minor premiership, and of course won the 2015 Brownlow Medal with 31 votes. And I'm speaking, of course, of Fremantle Dockers star Nat Fyfe. Nat, thanks very much for joining us.
Adam, Kim, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Have you been to one of these nights before, and what are your expectations of the night?
Yeah, I came last year. It's a great night. We live in such a healthy sporting state, and so many athletes have had such wonderful years this year, both in the men's and women's fields, so it's nice to recognise some talent.
Have you had a chance to digest everything that's happened over the last couple of months since you won the medal?
Yeah, I got away for 6 weeks, spent most of my time in the northern part of the world, Norway, Ireland, UK, Germany, things like that, and sort of once the dust settled, it was nice to be able to reflect on a big year.
Why did you go to places like that?
As far away from here as I could possibly get.
So did anyone happen to bump into you and say, hey, aren't you Nat Fyfe?
The further north I got, the better it got. But
you would have blended in Scandinavia.
Scandinavia, I was no one. It was great. There's a few Aussies just floating around London for the rugby, but Scandinavia was fantastic.
I saw you getting up to a few different things. One was kicking a football at a cow.
Yeah.
Any explanation on how that came about?
I've grown up around cows and sheep and animals, and I've always been a nuisance if it's not the dog or a cow, it's my mum or my sister, so a bit of a nuisance.
I'm not so sure that it's the correct expression to say if you're kicking footballs at cows and you're one of the most brilliant exponents of disposal in the game, you're going to hit the thing. You haven't grown up. That's still quite childish.
No, I'm not trying to defend myself at all. I'm still a kid. But he wanted to play, so I had a kick with him.
So what's in your acceptance speech for tonight?
Well, I think you're putting the horse before the car before the horse.
Well, yeah. You're my tip to win it. Although I reckon I still have this feeling Caitlin Bassett or Minji Lee, I think they just will give you a run for your money, mate.
Oh, I think they'd be worthy winners. Yep. I actually enjoy watching both of them play a bit of sport when I get the time. So whoever wins will be a deserving winner.
Talk us through returning to Lake Grace. We all saw the scenes coming in the helicopter and the town getting right behind you. What was it like taking the medal back there?
Yeah, it was mixed emotions, to be honest. I mean, the Lake Grace people have been such a valuable part of my history growing up, and I'm so close with a lot of them. And there was a bit of excitement and whirlwind flying back in the helicopter and whatnot. And that was great. But at the same time, it's hard for me to return to my country town and be the same guy I always was. And people are always calling around the house offering support and thanks. So, it's mixed.
Back into pre-season training now?
I am.
How's that going? I saw you a few shots of you running around the other day. The leg soreness that you had and then the eventual break that happened in the prelim. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I had a really successful surgery. Julian Feller did a fantastic job. He sent me a text on Tuesday saying the scan looks all good, return to normal training. So the process now will be a build through to Christmas, and I'll join back in with the guys in January.
So is that from sort of virtually January 1 you think you'll be back into full training?
It's hard to know. It'll be a week-by-week process with these things. Just got to see how the leg responds to different treatments that we put through it, and there's no rush. It's a long season.
You're such a key component to what Fremantle might be planning to do for next year. Could we anticipate that Ross Lyon and his staff, medical staff as well, will nurse you through early games? I've heard that you might play more permanent forward, particularly with the recruitment of Bunnell to help out that midfield and just to help you get through a full season and just no possible repercussion to your injury.
Yeah, that's certainly a conversation that we've started having and yep. We'll continue to have. I understand the nature of the game being a long season. It's no use playing your best footy in the first couple of weeks. So I'll certainly be having constant communications with them, but I'm lucky that we've got pros in those positions who will manage my body as best they see fit.
How different do you approach this pre-season given you've had those injury issues, but also last season you bulked up a bit more and worked on your power and that sort of thing?
It'll be a continual build. I'm still growing into my body a little bit and figuring out what I can and can't do, so there'll be some more specific work with Jason Webber. Continue to get specific with what I want to do as a football player and hopefully set myself up for a big year.
The other big question going around Fremantle, Matthew Pavlich playing on. If your peers do vote you in as captain of the Fremantle Football Club, is that a role that you would take on?
Yeah, absolutely. I've said it before that if the peers voted me in, then I'd be happy to lead. We've got such a a smattering of good leaders throughout our group, at different age groups as well. So obviously Matthew's got to make a decision about what he wants to do. If he decides to go on, then he'll have mine and the group's full support.
Do you reckon you're ready to be captain?
It's a tough question. How do you know? Do you reckon Steve Smith was ready to captain Australia?
Probably not in the most ideal world. Given where you've been at, to be really blunt, in the last two seasons, I personally have seen a change in you. I think you probably 2 years ago weren't ready. I wouldn't have any problem in you being Fremantle captain now. And it'd be a bit like West Coast with John Worsfold back in the early 90s to just build a team around and an era and a leader that they could all follow.
Yeah, I agree with some of those comments. Yeah.
Some? What don't you agree with? Hey, what about, come back to that, to your injury. Do you at some stage have to have that rod in the lower part of your left leg out?
As long as it doesn't rust or there's no troubles with it, it doesn't fracture, then it'll stay with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. How's Harley Bennell settled in?
Reasonably well. Hard for me to know because I'm on the rehab thread. He's with the main training group, but all indications are that he's ticking along okay so far.
Will he play from the... There's no dramas if he's not in... To settle in, he'll play from round one at midfield, key midfield.
How do you know how I'm going to answer that question? I guess what I would say is I don't see any of our other midfielders putting their hands up and saying they're going out of the team. Yeah. So he's got a fair bit of work to do, and he'll embrace that.
How do you see Fremantle heading into this season? Minor premiers last year, didn't get the result you wanted last season. Where's the team at building into this season?
Pre-seasons are interesting. There's always excitement. We've got new guys coming in, and we've picked up some great kids, as well as Harley and some other talent. So there's always excitement. Everyone's working hard, looking good, feeling good. It's hard to know where everyone else is at. We'll just do what we do, not say too much, and just get to work.
On pre-season, I watched my first one with you guys today, and I know there's a long way to go. It looked a little bit different than last season, early pre-season. Balls, a lot of very specific type of drills in terms of ball retention and goal kicking to finishing. Is that very specific? Do the players have a contribution to that?
I have no idea because I'm in the gym on the bike going round and round in circles. So clearly, the noise that you hear external about what we need to improve on, we need to score more, we need to kick more goals, our skill disposal needs to be better. Clearly, that is a conversation we have inside as well. We've recruited some good coaches from Hawthorn with Hale and Guerra, and so they've given us some intel as well on what we can improve on.
And just last one before I let you go, saw the pictures of you building a bridge in the Maldives as well. Can you talk us through what happened there and what are your handyman skills like?
Oh, I'm just a humanitarian these days. I was in the Maldives. I go there each year and train and surf and get myself mentally and physically ready to come back. And the break that we were surfing at, the bridge was completely destroyed. So we just gathered some wood together and made a makeshift ramp so we could use it. So it probably looks better as a story than what it actually was.
You're actually doing it for your own means.
Yeah.
Well done. Love the suit tonight, by the way.
Thank you.
Looking very, very stylish.
Yeah, MJ Bales kitted me out tonight.
Just about take best on, I reckon, for the men around here. Congratulations on the Brownlow win again. Good luck tonight.
SMS from a female. Does the hair stay long this year as a Brownlow medalist? Was that part of your strength, Samson?
Well, the only reason I cut it is that when it gets in my eyes and I can't see where the ball's going. So apart from that, I think I'll keep it long.
All the hard-hitting questions on 6PR. Yeah. Thanks for your
Nathan.
Time, mate.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Nathan Fyfe there, the Brownlow medalist from Fremantle for 2015, and he will be a big part of their side leading into next season as well.